Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Glacial ice cores are mile-long cylindrical columns of layered ice that are drilled out of the thickest parts of ice sheets from places like Greenland or Antarctica. Glacial ice cores are fascinating feats of human scientific and technological achievement, and they're highly detailed collections of environmental information, too. For example, the air that gets trapped into tiny bubbles in the ice has been used for decades to measure the amount of heat-trapping gases like carbon dioxide that was in the atmosphere as far back as 2.7 million years ago. And spoiler alert, there's way more in our atmosphere today than back then. Now, scientists have fingerprinted something else within the ancient ice from Greenland, a nearly year-by-year economic history of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Only thing is, this story isn't written down in Latin or numerals. Instead, the scientists had to read levels of lead pollution. Roman mining and extraction of silver used for coins and weaponry sent lead particles into the atmosphere, where it stuck to falling snow and then built up in Greenland over several thousands of years. Here, the annual cycles of melt and new ice are recorded in layers like a stack of flapjacks, with the older stuff at the bottom. This allows scientists to now analyze the ice for lead pollution and keep track of the economic ongoings of the Romans. Lead levels in the ice varied as the Romans founded and expanded their empire, fought major wars, and suffered from plagues and invasions, and so on. Just another way that the Earth has kept track of human history and how we have impacted the Earth system. So I guess you can say studying the ancient climate really led them to this discovery.
For more information, please visit smv.org.